Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, and welcome to The Bay. Local news to keep you rooted. When I heard about the mass shooting in Monterey Park, which happened the same day as the community's Lunar New Year celebration, I wondered what ripple effects it might have on Lunar New Year celebrations everywhere else, like here in the Bay Area. San Francisco's Lunar New Year celebration happened the very next day. And for other events coming up, would people be afraid to leave their homes? How do we celebrate after this?
We have had participants who drop out of the parade because of this incident.
These are the things that organizers in Oakland's Chinatown have to consider ahead of what they're calling the city's first Lunar New Year parade this Sunday. It's supposed to represent a comeback, a way to help revitalize a community hit hard by the pandemic and a rise in anti-Asian hate. But even amid the fear, the anger, and the hurt that Asian communities are feeling right now, organizer Stuart Chen is defiant.
I think this is important for us to show the rest of the Bay Area and the community and the world that we're not afraid.
Today, how Oakland is preparing for its Lunar New Year parade after this week's mass shootings, and what the community needs moving forward.
Support for KQED podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
I was born and raised in Manila. Moved to the U.S. when I was 17.
This is Stuart Chen. He's the board president of the Oakland Chinatown Improvement Council, which is dedicated to revitalizing Oakland Chinatown. He's also a small business owner in the area.
Met my wife in Kansas City, decided to move to her hometown in Oakland. Moved to the Bay Area in 85, and I've been here ever since.
What are your earliest memories of Lunar New Year?
I remember a young kid not really understanding the Lunar New Year, but I do vividly remember receiving the red envelopes. So we'll go to Grandpa's house, we'll have a family dinner together, and at the end, all the kids are always waiting, when is dinner gonna end, when is it gonna end, so we can receive our good luck red envelope money. It's always about family. Once a year, you get to see your extended family, your cousins, your titos, your grandparents. It was fun and cheerful.
I want to talk about the parade that you are helping organize in Oakland. What is the backstory behind the Lunar New Year parade this year in Oakland? Is it the first in decades, is that right?
Not the first in decade. It's first ever. To my knowledge, this is our inaugural and the first Oakland Lunar New Year parade. The catalyst to all of this is when Governor Newsom signed Lunar New Year as a state holiday. The other reasons and more pressing issues are to help revitalize Oakland Chinatown. The last four and a half years of the Trump administration, with the rise of anti-Asian hate, and then COVID, Chinatown, not just Oakland, throughout the United States and throughout our nation, have been inundated with a lot of hate crimes. Our seniors, 70-year-old, 80-year-old, just walking on the sidewalk, getting pushed, getting mugged, getting shot, has caused a lot of fear and anxiety. And our businesses have dropped dramatically. Oakland Chinatown is a lot different than your other Chinatowns like New York or San Francisco, we don't get a lot of tourists. So this council is set up to help revitalize Oakland Chinatown District. And this parade is also one event that we are hoping to draw more people in, outsiders from outside Oakland, outside the Bay Area, to come and enjoy Oakland Chinatown.
Can you sort of paint a picture for me of what this celebration will look like? And also tell me where it will be held.
The parade will start and end at Wilma Chen Park. And it will go up 9th Street, four blocks up, and it will make a right-hand turn, come back on 10th Street, and end in Wilma Chen Park, a total of 8 blocks. We have the fire engines, the Lions Club, business owners, dancers, it goes on. The parade will be led off by 4 motorcycle police officers, then a float where all our dignitaries, including Assembly Member Evan Lowe, who is the author of the bill that started the state holiday for Lunar New Year, our mayor, Shang Tao, and council members. And then after that, we will have lion dance, dragon dance, martial arts performances. To date, we have about a little over 35 participants who have already signed up.
You've been planning this event, Stuart, since before the news this week out of Monterey Park and also now Half Moon Bay. And I feel like I have to ask you about this. Do you remember where you were when you found out about the Monterey Park shooting?
Yeah. My son, who lives in San Cal, called me. Said, "Dad, did you hear? This hits us harder because a lot of Asian Americans and Filipino Americans really like ballroom dancing."
Yeah.
My 84-year-old mom goes ballroom dancing once a week. Our Asian American seniors don't really have a lot of places to go for exercises. So this is their one opportunity to get entertainment and exercise. And for it to happen on one of the most festive event of the year, Lunar New Year event. And in a facility where a lot of Asian American seniors partake on, it hits hard.
Yeah, I mean, similarly, when I heard about this shooting, I couldn't stop thinking about the image of like my aunties and uncles who also love ballroom dancing, and just thinking about them and also how good they are at it, how beautiful they are at it. What have your conversations been like in recent days, especially with your family and friends?
We talked about us Asian American communities, not just here in Oakland, throughout the nation, slowly exiting out of the pandemic. Lunar New Year celebration coming up. We're excited. Businesses are improving. We get to go out and dine at a restaurant. And then this is a huge setback. The last 2 and 2.5 years of the fear and the anxiety and the stress of worrying about, will we get mugged? Will we get hit? Will we get spit on and cussed on? Slowly dissipating. And now this just brings back fresh memories of, wait a minute, we're not out of it. My mom had asked me if it's safe for her to go ballroom dancing again. So there is that inherent fear that it's not over, that maybe we should go back to hiding again. I led the vigil for the Uber driver who was shot and killed in East Oakland. And at our press conference, we asked city officials, state officials, to put a stop to all this gun violence. And each time we said, this is enough. But then again, it happens. So we are frustrated, we are stressed, we are afraid, and we need help. We're crying out for help.
I feel like you were just painting this picture of like a community trying to sort of come back in a way, and then sort of facing this setback and this feeling that we need to hide again. But I feel like the Lunar New Year celebration is sort of the symbol of the community coming out again. And I mean, in terms of the celebration happening in Oakland, have you and the organizers made any changes in the wake of these shootings?
Yes, we have. We have had participants who drop out of the parade because of this incident. Mm. So we are trying to reassure our participants that we will do everything that we can to protect you and the audiences and the visitors who are coming to the parade. We have hired 14 overtime Oakland police officers. We have also contracted with DLS Corp, a private security firm. We will also have 40 to 50 volunteer patrols doing crowd control, just watching out for our visitors. I would also encourage people who have the time and the ability to come volunteer and help us keep this parade safe. I would really appreciate it.
What are you hearing about how people in Oakland and Chinatown are feeling ahead of the Lunar New Year parade? Are folks excited? It sounds like you also hear some worry, but I am curious about the anticipation of a celebration like this.
Lunar New Year this year is especially important for us because we're slowly getting out of the pandemic. So this is almost like, for us, coming out party. The Vietnamese American community and the Chinese community in Oakland Chinatown are working hand in hand. So for us, this is one way for us to come out and say, it's a new beginning. Oakland is changing. And that's why that is the theme of our parade. We're excited, we're happy, we're hopeful. But this recent mass shooting, both in SoCal and Half Moon Bay and East Oakland, has put a damper in that excitement.
I mean, that said, what are your hopes for the Lunar New Year celebration on Sunday?
I think this is important for us to show the rest of the Bay Area and the community and the world that fear is something that's not going to hold us back. It's a time for our community to come together and celebrate this momentous occasion, a state holiday. Lunar New Year is now a state holiday. I keep pinching myself. I couldn't believe that it actually happened. So this is a celebration. It's momentous. It's historic. The fear is not going to stop us. Come to Oakland Chinatown. Show your support. Cheer the participants. You don't have to be Asian American to celebrate Lunar New Year. It's for everybody. Please come out, join us, and make this one of the best celebrations in the country.
Well, Stuart, I want to thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a safe and enjoyable Lunar New Year celebration this Sunday.
Thank you very much, Erica. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Oakland's Lunar New Year Parade will begin and end at Wilma Chan Park and will take place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you want to volunteer at Oakland's Lunar New Year Parade, reach out to volunteer coordinator Christina Chen at 510-570-1955. This 30-minute conversation with Stuart was cut and edited by producer Maria Esquinca. Senior editor Alan Montesilio scored this episode. And that's it for The Bay this week. Take care, stay safe, and have a great weekend.